Good morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord worshiping with everyone that's here and on Zoom. I have an announcement that's only made in 10:30 service this morning. Dean, would you and your friend Jane please stand? He has a joy to share with the congregation. His fiancée arrived on Monday. Her name is Jane Pearl. Sorry, I will not attempt the last name. But he just wanted to make everyone aware that she is here and will be part of our congregation. So welcome. I want to share with you that through discernment and the leading of the Holy Spirit, the pastor of Music and Worship Search Committee recommended a candidate to the consistory on Wednesday evening. The consistory received and acted upon the committee's recommendation and has extended a call to Ryan Volkman to be the pastor of Music and Worship. Ryan grew up in Archbold, served in missionary work for several years in Slovakia and Czech Republic. We supported him on those mission journeys. He has been at Wall Brethren Church in Wall, Texas since 2014. He has been the family and youth pastor, and for the last 4 months, he's been an interim senior pastor. We are in the process of finalizing a weekend with Ryan and his family so that they can be here, so the congregation can meet him and he can meet us, the congregation. He will lead and preach and worship, and a special congregational meeting will be held to act upon Ryan's call to join our pastoral staff. Those votes will be taken after the 8 o'clock service, recessed, and then taken again after the 10:30 service. Nothing will be finalized until the congregational meeting is held. Further information will be forthcoming about Ryan and this call process. And until then, let's continue to keep the search and the call process in our prayers. We have a group who are on the road this morning on their way to Biloxi, Mississippi for a mission trip. Those that are going are Betsy Ducey, Jim Greaser, Gloria Lauber, Kim M. Walker, Warren Souter, Ryan, Amy, and Eric Christman. They are joined by Warren's cousin Steve Souter, friends Larry Auk, Dan Geary, and Lynn Flowers. They're sharing the week with a group from the Heidelberg College and also a group from Alabama. And though Pastor Eric is out of town this week, you still can reach him throughout the week for any concerns you may have, and he will coordinate a response with those elders under his direction. You may have noticed the Jesse tree that was in the hallway outside the office. This is the new Lenten service, or special Lenten season offerings, and there's further information on page 5 of your bulletin if you would like to read that. The community meal on Tuesday will be hosted by Archbold United Methodist Church Youth and Kids Group. With a few of the regulars being in Biloxi this week, if you have time, extra volunteers would be appreciated, and you should arrive here at the church by 4:45. The mission of the month is the Friendship House, and Cecily Roars will be here next Sunday to share updates about this community ministry, and there's information on page 6 if you are interested for more. Paulette Spots is on the back of the bulletin as a prayer concern. Eric received information that the biopsy of the tumor that was on the lung showed that it is not cancer, for which she and Kurt are so thankful and are praising the Lord about that. As we worship the Lord this morning, may the music of the prelude prepare us, both our hearts and our minds.
Psalm 145, 2 to 3a. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. Please join us in the prelude as you feel led.
I'm
opening scripture this morning is taken from Psalms 15, verses 1 through 5. It can be found on page 538 of your pew Bible. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander in his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man, who despises a vile man but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usury and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. Let's pray. Lord, we have read and heard the words from Psalm 15. We invite you today to place upon our hearts the desire to obey them and to make them part of our daily lives. Give us courage and strength so that we may bring glory to you. Amen.
Please stand as you're able. And in Psalm 118, it says, "Oh, thank the Lord, for he is so good. His loving kindness is forever. Let the congregation of Israel praise him with these same words. His loving kindness is forever. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Let the congregation of St. John's praise him by singing a medley. And we start off with, "This is the day."
This is the day.
Matthew passage that will be shared later in the service are words spoken by Christ from long ago. These words still hold value today, teaching us what we need to do. They can also change us. Please join us in singing and reflecting on the song, Ancient Words.
Hello guys, this is Richard and Rafael Taraya. We are brothers and we are so happy for Adonis. just want to say we are grateful so much because you people are making an impact to our lives here in Kenya. And you are putting a smile to the many faces in this home. And we believe that whatever you are doing is going to be helpful to us, and at least making men of impact and women in the society. So we are so much grateful and thank you. May God bless you always.
Friends, my name is Ruth. I'm a social worker here at Kajiado Children's Home. As many of you are aware, on 4th May, my colleague Nelson and I were involved in a road accident while we were riding on his motor vehicle, well, on his motorcycle. He sustained minor injuries, while I sustained serious injuries that left me with a fracture on my leg. I had a fracture on my pelvis. They call it an open book fracture. I had several wounds on my body. I had wounds on my perineum, leading the doctors to put a colostomy on me. But I thank God because God has been faithful. I spent 3 months in hospital. It was not easy. It required hard work. It required determination. But all this was made possible by your prayers, your support, best wishes, and also financial support. I spent 3 months in hospital and then 1 month recovering at home. And after that, I came back to KCH. Today, I just want to say thank you to all of you. Many of you we have never met. Some we might never meet, but you chose to assist us. We really say thank you. We pray that may God bless you and may He bless all that you do. I don't know what we could have done on our own, but we just say thank you.
I will be reading selected verses from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, found in Matthew chapter 5. The Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Salt and light. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Teachings of the Law. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Love your enemies. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Hear the word of the Lord.
It's time for children's moment, so I'd like to invite my friends up. Well, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing? Good. You liking this warm weather? Well, I kind of have a little bit of an announcement on behalf of the property committee. I came in early this morning because I had children's moment at 8 o'clock service, but I came in extra early to make sure that all the sidewalks were shoveled and salted for the snow. And I want to make sure I ask the congregation if anybody had troubles getting in, except for Mr. Bosselman. But hey, this weather's been awesome, huh? And I'm excited. Maybe you guys are going to go outside and play it outside today. It's warm out. Do something outside. Get all muddy. Yeah. I have something I want to show you. Can anybody tell me what this is? It's kind of like a heat light, but it is a light. You know how to turn these on? Yeah. Push that button right there. It's not working. It's not working. What are we going to do? What do we need to do? Unplug it in. Okay, hang on. Hold that, will you? Let me go grab something here real quick so we can plug it in. All right. All right, I plugged it in. Still not working. What do we need to do? Maybe I need to plug this in. All right, it's working now. Can everybody see that? I don't want to shine it in your eyes, but can you see that? So what do we have to do to get this to work? Turn it on. Turn it on, and what else?
Plug
it into a power source, right? So this is kind of an important item here. I mean, it helps us, like if we put it in a room, it'll brighten it up. If we're walking through the woods at night, we can shine our way through the woods. What happens if we get up in the middle of the night and have to get a drink of water? Sometimes it's hard to find the refrigerator or that water bottle. We can turn a light on, right? So very important. But this kind of reminds me of what Jesus wants to do, right? Jesus said there's a light in every one of us, right? He wants it to shine. He doesn't want it to be hidden. Hopefully we have a generator, or if it's a blackout, I was ready for this question. Look what I have.
Flash.
Yeah, and what do you have? What makes a flashlight work?
The
push a button, and there's batteries in it. There's a power source there too, right?
What if the
You got me there because I didn't bring backup batteries. But thankfully, Jesus is kind of like a backup battery, right? So as long as we have him in our lives, he's kind of like that power source, right? And we have to be turned on just like this light. We have to be excited to be able to show people Jesus. And that's when we show people Jesus in our lives, that's that light. But we have to be excited about Jesus. We have to be plugged into him. We have to go to church. We have to go to Sunday school. We have to go to Wednesday night church services. And you know what? It doesn't take big things. It doesn't take big things to show Jesus' light, right? You can open the door for somebody. If somebody drops something, you can pick it up for them. You can help them. You help me turn my light on. That helped me. Somebody might see that and think that's a really nice thing to do, okay? That's Jesus' light coming through you, okay? Earlier this week when I was thinking about this children's moment, I work with somebody who retired, and he's not feeling well, and he's in the nursing home right now. He's doing okay, but he's not feeling well. He's kind of lonely, and he wants to get together and play cards with some people that I work with. And I'm like, man, not Sunday, because it's supposed to be so nice out. I'd rather go be outside, but you know what? I think it's very important for me to go hang out with my friend today and play cards, even though maybe it's something I don't really want to do. I think it'd be really special to him. So there might be some times in your lives that you might have to do something that you really don't want to do, but it might brighten somebody's day. You can be a light in their life, okay? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful warm weather. Please keep us safe and protect us when we're outside doing things. Help us to stay focused on being the light of the world, and that we never hide it, and that we can always shine it. And thank you mostly for your son, Jesus Christ, who's the brightest light in our life. Amen.